Hi, this is Dr. Diane Hayden, and I'm the owner and publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, Essential Living Maine Magazine, and a series of book collaborations, the latest one being a book with a various group of coaches that is called The Power of Coaching, Tips and Tools for Transformation. And it's a great collaborative book that has a group of authors from all different disciplines of coaching. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Andrew Miser, and the title of his chapter is Coaching Baby Boomer Couples, Creating Vibrant and Fulfilling Lives in Partnership. Andy Miser is a professional coach who specializes in assisting baby boomer couples to design a shared life of passion, fulfillment, and contribution. He recently published a book entitled The Partnership Marriage, Creating the Life You Love Together. Working with couples both individually and in groups, he supports clients in clarifying what is important to them, what they want to create for themselves, and what actions they will take to fulfill the vision they have for their lives. Prior to focusing exclusively on partnership marriage, Andy worked as a psychologist and marriage and family therapist in private practice. He has a PhD in developmental psychology from the University of Connecticut, and he received his coach training through the Coaches Training Institute, CTI, and is currently on the faculty of CTI. Andy is a member of the American Psychological Association, the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapy, and the International Coach Federation. Andy lives in Boston with his wife and partner, Martha, and they have been married for 40 years. So welcome to the call, Andy.
Thank you, Diane. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So as I said before, we're happy to have you as one of the co-authors for this upcoming book, all about coaching, all different areas of coaching, and your particular area is near and dear to my heart. I love the concept of relationship coaching, and especially the area that you work on in terms of helping couples who are really, you know, in a new stage of their lives to determine what they want to do next in collaboration, which I think is totally awesome.
Hmm. Yes.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, when you said I've been married for 40 years, I've been married to Martha for 40 years, and we have three grown children, three young grandsons now. And, I'm really living the life that I talk about in the chapter that I wrote, that we're both baby boomer couples, and we are in a process in our life right now, really looking at bringing full partnership to our lives and living, lives that are where we contribute, that are fulfilled, that are creative, and being committed to that in our marriage. So, it was really fun to write this chapter.
Yeah, and what a testament to you, for sure. I mean, you certainly are walking the talk, right?
Yes.
And I think a lot of people on the call are probably thinking, oh, my God, who stays married for 40 years anymore these days? So that is, it's impressive because, I'm sure you could quote us all day long in the statistics, but that's, pretty unique, I think. And in a way, I guess if it doesn't work out, there's a reason why it doesn't work out. But when you think about what, if a couple can create a happy relationship for that long and then step into this next, phase of their lives, that's just really an awesome thing, I think, to be able to have that opportunity.
When I was training as a coach, one of the things you think about is who you're going to work with. And it actually pained me to see so many people, getting a divorce. And divorce is important in many cases. And I thought, how can I contribute? How can I support people in developing the tools and the skills to have a strong partnership? And I know people love each other. And I know when people get married, they don't stand on the altar and think, oh, gosh, I want my marriage to disintegrate. But we don't teach and coach couples often to have the tools and skills to weather the difficult times and to have the skills to really create a life that is exciting, a life that they love, a life that they're co-creating together. And so that's what really got me excited when I started thinking about, how I would, what kind of clients I was going to work with and what kind of coaching I'd be doing.
Yeah, so this question just popped into my head, so I'm going to go down the path. How often do you think that it's that people end up in, you know, with issues or leading to divorce because they married the wrong person or because they just didn't have the skills, like you said, to navigate?
Well, some, you know, that's a great question. And you know, sometimes couples get down the road and they change and they develop in different ways and they can grow apart. Or they can actually assess at some point that they... when I was working early in my career as a psychologist, I noticed that there were couples who were having difficulties. They could go back actually to the origins right before they got married. There was a big question mark that they didn't address, some big conversation they needed to have, and they went ahead and got married and didn't sort of talk about the things they needed to talk about to see whether this was really the right choice. So they could see, you know, that maybe the marriage was didn't get off on the right foot. There are other couples who discovered that they don't have the tools necessarily to communicate and be connected in important ways. And they, you know, the sad part is people do stay married, but there's an awful lot of people who sometimes they stay married and live what I call parallel lives, or they're not in real strong connection. They're not creating their lives together. And I think, I don't know what's worse, getting, you know, not that anything's wrong with getting a divorce, but, you know, getting a divorce and or living lives that are sort of passionless and without excitement. Or you know, real meaning. So I got excited about supporting couples and having the skills and the tools to really create the life they love. And over the long term, that's the challenge, over the long term, over 35, 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like even before you went through a coach training, you've been doing a lot of this along the way. What prompted you to go down that path and decide to, you know, actually go through the whole process of getting certified as a coach and working in that manner?
It's a great question, and I've thought about that over the years. You know, I was trained at the University of Connecticut in developmental psychology, and I was always interested in human development. When I was, you know, a young father, I was interested in the development of children. As I got older, I got interested in the development of healthy marriage and lifespan, adult lifespan development. And so I worked as a developmental psychologist, or I worked as a psychologist actually in Connecticut. I was trained as a marriage and family therapist, and for a while I had about 10, 11 years, I had a private practice in Hartford. And one of the things that I was fortunate to do is I worked as a marriage and family therapist at that time in the Birth to Three program. It's a federally funded program that supports couples with children with developmental disabilities. And one of the things I noticed, just before I became a coach, what I noticed was the couples who, and these were couples often, you know, wonderful, wonderful couples, wonderful families, and they were dealing with an extraordinary set of circumstances that they didn't necessarily sign up for, but were handed to them because they gave birth to a child with a severe, significant disability. And what I noticed was those couples who could create, I'm going to call, positive meaning, they could find the meaning in their circumstances, and they could share that meaning, and they could bring that meaning to the family. They and there's some research on this. They were doing a whole lot better than the couples who were, you know, not able to do that. And that was the first. That was great for me to know. So I worked for a while, and then working with families in the Birth to Three program for, I guess, 8 or 9 years. And sometime around 2002, my wife came home, and she worked for an insurance company in Hartford, and she said, "How would you like to live in Amsterdam?" And I thought, you must be crazy.
Who says no to that?
the first thought, you got to be nuts. I thought, go to Amsterdam. I've got a private practice. I've worked all these many years to establish a clientele. But we started talking, and we sat down and we looked at the pros and cons of staying in Hartford and going to Amsterdam, and it was over a couple of weeks or months, and we finally just said, yes, who is going to say no to that? And on the plane over, after we did all the preparation of selling our house and putting things on the market and packing up our belongings and so forth, I sat on the plane on the way over and I looked at Martha and I realized I wouldn't do this with anyone else. You are my real partner in life. We were on this, it was a big risk, we were on this huge adventure moving to Amsterdam, and Martha was going to be working full time and I was going to be which they call in the Netherlands, a houseman. In other words, I was going to be a parent.
Oh my God, that's great.
I was going to be a parent at home taking care of the kids. So
yep.
It was at that point that I began to, I took about six months doing that, but then I started thinking about what I wanted to do when I returned, because this is a short term, this is a 3 to 4 year expat assignment. And that's mm-hmm. when I saw that I'd like to step into coaching and coaching couples in shifting their frames, shifting their being able to create a life that they really love by, you know, creating, let's say, a perspective of partnership and teamwork and we're in this together, which is exactly what I was and my wife and I were experiencing. So that's sort of how we made the turn, how I made the turn toward coaching.
And it made you more, I'm assuming one reason also, it made you more, I guess, portable, like you could go anywhere with
that
right. field.
That's right. That's one of the things I was really interested in that because I began coaching in Amsterdam, working with other expatriate American couples, working with them in designing a life that they really enjoyed. I mean, there were plenty of challenges for us as well as other couples. We were away from home. We were away from our families and friends. We were in a new culture. There's all kinds of things to get used to. But really what made the difference was this experience of being partners in it all. And I worked with couples, and I could work with couples, as you said, over the phone. I could work with couples long distance. I had couples I was working with in the United States. I had couples I was working with in Italy. That was a lot of fun. And I was able to do my, what attracted me to my coach training program was I was able to do it in England, which was right, hop, skip, and a jump. So that's what really got me started. That's how I got started in this new adventure called professional coaching.
Mm-hmm. And how did you decide which program you were going to go through? Because there are very many of them. Some, I will say, and I'm sure you'll agree, more reputable than others. I mean, I think it's important to educate people on the difference between, you know, an accredited program through the International Coach Federation versus
right.
some of these things that we see that come out that are, like, just developed from random people, or they're like a weekend or whatever. Let's say people understand that and they know that they want to go through an accredited program. How did you choose CCI versus any of the others?
Well, first of all, I think what you're talking about is really important. I was a licensed psychologist. I was no longer practicing as a psychologist, but I'd been a licensed psychologist in Connecticut. I'd been trained as a marriage and family therapist, so I actually went through a training program. It was really important to me to see myself as a professional in this field called coaching. And so I was interested in finding a program where I would be certified, a program that was accredited by the what's called the International Coach Federation that you mentioned, and
mm-hmm.
I knew that I probably could hang up my shingle and just call myself a coach, and I thought that would be inauthentic, that I even though I'd had all this other training, I was stepping into a new profession. It was up to me to learn the methods and the tools and the techniques of a professional coaching. And so I took it very seriously. And Martha, who had a close colleague in her work, had gone through the coach training program at the Coaches Training Institute. And when I went on the internet and I looked at it, I looked at their program, I was immediately sold, especially when I found out that I could be taking their courses in London as well as Manchester, England. So that's how I made the choice. It was very quick. I didn't do a lot of shopping around. I wanted, and Coach Training Institute, one of their, they've trained more coaches in the world than any other coaching program, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who started the coach training program have been around since the beginning of the profession. So I felt I was stepping into an important community of professional coaches. I love their program. They focus on coaching people in living fulfilling lives, asking, you know, when people, coaching individuals in discovering their values, what's important to them, and living at full choice and having balance in their life. There's a whole course on balance and choice, and that's very powerful. And also living life fully. Being willing to experience life fully. I mean, these are things, I'm not maybe being all that clear right now, but these are the kinds of things that we were trained in. And it was vibrant. It was exciting. It was a time of all kinds of, it was challenging. It was
mm-hmm.
challenging. But it was really exciting at the time. So then I did the first five courses, which gives you a real experience of their methodology and so forth. And then I said, I'm signing up for their certification program. So I was certified as a what they call a co-active professional coach. And I was really glad I did. There was an exam. It was a very rigorous training program. And I got to work with people from all these different countries. That was cool.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've often said to many people that I think, I mean, I went through a program myself at ITEC, and I've often said to many people, I think everybody should go through this. Whether you want to become a coach or not, there's just so much personal growth that happens during that whole process. I mean, it was amazing. And even if I decided not to have a regular coaching practice, I did it for other purposes, but even if I didn't have any purpose for it other than just to improve myself and really understand, like, all of the facets of life and how they all interplay, from, you know, your career to your relationships to finance to health and fun and spirituality and all that, how they all overlap, and if you're really not fulfilled or happy in one, that's going to spill over into other areas, and it really was just so eye-opening for me.
Well,
amazing process.
Well said. I mean, I learned a lot about how to support people in the coaching framework, but boy, I learned a lot about myself. That was what
mm-hmm.
was the real gift. The growing, the self-development. The training was really extraordinary.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you said you heard about CTI from a friend, because I heard about IPEC from somebody that I knew, and I was just doing an interview with Heidi, another one of our co-authors, and she
mm-hmm.
said the same thing. Like, she heard of CTI from a friend
mm-hmm.
who's a friend
mm-hmm.
of a friend or something like that. So I think a lot of times there's definitely like a close-knit referral thing going on to, you know, point you in one specific direction of one school or another, but but it is important to really do some homework around, you know, which ones are accredited and which ones seem to fit for your purposes.
That's right. And to take it on with purpose and professionally, this is a tremendous opportunity to grow a very young profession and
mm-hmm.
to be part of that.
Yeah, it is. However, there are more and more people that are going through these programs. And so my next question to you, which I know part of the answer already, but is you know, what were the things that you did to really differentiate yourself and, you know, make yourself stand apart from other coaches, and any tips or tools that you have in building a successful practice? And I'm going to say one of them right out of the gate is you have a very specific niche. And so I'm not sure if you went into it with that intent and the understanding that that was, that is, you know, one of the successful ways people build practice, or if it just kind of found you because of where you were in your life, or...
Yeah, I would say that I had been in the mental health field for quite a number of years before going to Amsterdam. And quite frankly, after I completed my coach training and was certified, I didn't have a lot of business acumen. You know, I didn't... How to go about creating a business, which I think coaching is, you know, I think of private practice, I think more of a mental health private practice. But I think coaching is a business, particularly when you have the opportunity to coach in a corporate settings, nonprofit settings, and things like that. So I think of coaching as a business, and it is in the sense that you can be public about, you know, what your commitment is and so forth. It's kind of some different rules than the way it was when I was a therapist. And so I didn't have, you know, so I went into it like, okay, I got a lot to learn. And very soon afterwards, I realized I loved working with couples. And I was, so that was the first thing that sort of hit me, that I want to work with couples in being connected and having good teamwork and having, you know, again, as I said, designing the life they love. So I knew that by sort of taking that on, that in and of itself would distinguish myself to some degree, to a large degree, from a lot of coaches who are coaching individuals. There are coaches, there are team coaches in organizations, there are coaches that do all kinds of group work. But specifically focusing on couples in this arena that I call partnership was distinguishing, I think. So that was good. And I had already had a lot of experience with couples. What I did to build a successful practice or successful business was I read a lot of books on marriage. I wrote papers. I started writing, and I started listening to myself about what I knew already. I developed curriculum. I developed, you know, specific curriculum for working with couples. And I really shot out of the starting block pretty fast. And I developed a website. And I started blogging, and over time I had a newsletter, I should say. And all that led, you know, that was a long period of time. I was certified to the CTI in 2005. We came back from Amsterdam in 2006, moved to Boston. And in the intervening years, I started thinking about writing a book. And recently, last year, I published the book you mentioned. Partnership marriage. And so all of those things were part of my effort to create a successful business, successful practice. And most all the clients I get come from personal referrals that you were talking about. To be honest, good coaching, excellent coaching begets referrals. People that I've coached with have referred people. Being known in different communities, like I really suggest people participate in their local, say, ICF, the International Coach Federation chapters. There's one here in Boston, it's called the New England chapter, and I know you guys have the Connecticut chapter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I've met some people in the Connecticut chapter. And you get to know people in the field. People, other coaches who have hired me. My own wife, I work in partnership with Martha. She is a leadership, she works in leadership development in more corporate settings, and she'll hire me to do some of the leadership with her. So I work in the area of partnership marriage, but that's not the only kind of coaching I do. So it's also good to have a to be able to have what I would call the coaching you would consider the center of your road, but also you can get some experience doing other kinds of coaching, executive coaching, group coaching, that kind of thing. So those are all ideas that I have for having a successful practice. And what I find, everybody finds their own way. Some people are just really good business people, and they may have a leg up in this. I don't know. But everybody finds their own way, and for me it's been more of a personal touch in terms of being successful.
Yeah, I think that from my experience, most coaches have built their practice around a referral base, for sure,
yeah,
although I have had many that have started writing articles for our magazine, and so they've grown their practice through writing or doing speaking events or workshops or things like that, or networking, like you were saying, getting out there and going to the different chapter meetings and networking with other coaches, because, you know, they may know people, for example, like a financial coach, maybe not is not going to have any interest in doing relationship coaching, so that person could potentially refer people that she knows to you and vice versa.
Definitely
the networking is...
Yeah, I'm sure.
The networking is huge. You know, I just had this discussion with Heidi on, you know, how do you, you know, start out building a practice with very little business experience, and, you know, she comes from a sales and marketing background, so she definitely has a skill set and an edge, I would say. But you really do have to be a little bit of an entrepreneur, because, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of that training that's done in school or in these programs.
In what you were saying, it's great to have your own coach. Make sure you have a coach that's supporting you and building your business and keeping you, you know, in what fulfills you. Being, you know, creating the direction for your unique contribution. So I've always had a coach.
Yep, that's a huge tip, I think, for sure. And it's funny that probably most coaches don't think about that after they finish with, you know, all of their education and peer coaching and whatnot. It's like, oh, well, I guess I don't need a coach anymore. But I could say that's definitely one of the things that I would agree that has been very helpful for me, and I think definitely been a factor in how I've been able to be successful, is having, whether it's a business coach or a life coach or whatever, along the way, for sure.
Absolutely.
And just bringing in other people. I mean, if you aren't good at sales or marketing, there's so many things you can do now, from, you know, getting it inexpensively through a virtual assistant, or I've even had interns that have worked for me that have great social media experience, and so, you know, thinking
that's
about possibly getting in you know, a college intern to do some of the marketing stuff for you. And the kids I've had have been awesome, and they absolutely love it, because it's right up their alley. And
I had no skill in the arena of social media, so I found people who could really help me, and that was key. You know, my grown kids, boy, they can go at that like they knew it coming out of, you know, getting, when they were born, they somehow knew this stuff. And I just looked at them, how do you do this? I don't know. So
it was implanted in them already.
Yeah, that's right. Somehow. So.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk more specifically about your chapter and, you know, what are some of the highlights of your chapter that you want to let people know about, and then anything related to, you know, how you work and practice with people more specifically, and things like that.
Yeah, well, my chapter is specifically pointed at baby boomer couples. And in many ways, I've worked a lot with baby boomer couples. I'm in their cohort, and I have, you know, I have a lot to offer a lot of couples, but this is one that I'm living, so. You know, when I did some research, I found out, which surprised me, that the divorce rate among baby boomers right now is quite high, actually higher than other groups, other generations. And I went, wow. And, you know, there are baby boomers who have lived parallel lives. They've raised kids. The kids are going off to college now, or they're becoming grandparents, and they've lived parallel lives. And I know a lot of baby boomers are wanting to create, you know, that connection with each other. The what's next for us? Their main purpose in raising kids are completing. You know, of course, you know what we discover is you're always a parent, but the main, you know, the main focus of, you know, really putting that attention, that focus for those number of years raising your children, that's completing. So there's a new, and we're living longer, so there's a new kind of space that's opening up to contribute and to contribute on your own terms and to create a purpose for your life. And both Martha and I have been engaged in this, both in our professions as well as creating a purpose, you know, for our marriage at this point, and designing our vacations and being in conversation. So a lot of the chapter is around focusing on your partnership, letting go of disappointments that you may be holding on to, working with your growing adult children, and you're sort of in the sandwich generation where your parents are in their twilight years, and so you've got changing roles with them. And then I talk about sitting down, having a vision, and then fulfilling that vision for yourself. So my modality, really, I was trained at the Coaches Training Institute in what they call co-activity, and all the Coaches Training Institute courses are taught with two people, and it's extraordinary to watch the leaders work together and co-create and work with the trainees, the coaches that are being trained in the courses, and the very coach relationship. When I coach an individual, it's a co-active, co-creative kind of venture. We're creating a conversation, and I thought this is a great model, a great modality to bring to couples. Teaching couples to have conversations for problem solving, for negotiating, for creating new perspectives in their marriage, a vision. There's all kinds of conversations we have as couples. So I really brought that to my work with couples. It's been really exciting, and you'll see, so you'll get a flavor of that in the chapter for sure. And in the book that I wrote, I really look at the power of conversation in marriage as an access to creating your life together. If that makes
sense.
Well,
yeah. Isn't that the most important thing?
So
I just want to clarify one thing, because
yeah.
I think that question might be popping out there for some people.
Yeah.
Your ideal client, let's call it, is really a couple that is, they may have some issues that they need to work through, but they really are both of them are committed to staying together and now co-creating some new thing. It's not the couples that have been struggling and are sort of in this place where, you know, I'm not even sure if I want to stay with this person. And
right on. That's absolutely accurate. I think if a couple is really questioning their very commitment to their marriage and there are significant issues in that relationship, therapy is an important important service. And I've actually worked with couples where I've referred them to a therapist, and usually I will know sometimes right off, but sometimes within two or three sessions, I realize what's going on here is just more significant, and I will not hesitate to refer them to a therapist. And that's one of the things that I can do. I can really support them in finding the pathway that's right for them. But you're right. You're absolutely right. I do work with couples now that have no question, really, that they're committed. They're in what I call all 4 feet. And they're in all 4 feet, and they want to create some extraordinary future together.
Right.
Yeah.
So any kind of tips or tools that you want to give people about how you specifically work with a couple and what kinds of things
they
work on?
You know, I have a number of programs. Some of them sometimes are seven, eight sessions. Sometimes they're 12 or maybe even longer. When I work with a couple, when I first work with a couple, I really talk about work. We do a lot of, we're focused on connection. And so connection, connecting to each other. And that's usually through being able to listen and understand each other. Really understanding and making sure that people are hearing and understanding what each other are saying. And, you know, then there's what happens, how we react as individuals and in our couple relationships where we break that connection, where something happens and, you know, it happens in my marriage. I will say something and it wasn't the right thing to say, and all of a sudden there's a break in connection and we know that we need to come back together. So there's tools that I provide couples in reestablishing that connection, coming back together. It might be just listening and understanding what your partner is feeling, or it might be an apology, a sincere apology and forgiveness. Beyond that, after connection, once I have a sense, it's usually about the fourth or fifth session if I'm working it over a period of time, I work with the couple to create what I call a vision or the possibility of what kind of life they want to create. So I do this in a collage. I have them we actually do collaging, you know, take magazines, and they'll individually pull out pictures and get a sense of, you know, they'll see something in the magazine that calls their relationship, you know, it's like a beautiful meal. Oh, I love to go to dinner with my sweetheart. So they'll take these pictures. It might be a picture of Tuscany, they've been to Tuscany, and they'll create a collage that gives them the world of what's important to them in their relationship. And then share the pictures and they create a collage. And I've had couples put that collage right up on their mantelpiece. And that's connecting them at the level of what's really important to them and that sense of what we're creating together. From there, we'll do some visioning for the future, like in 3 to 5 years. What do you want to create? And I'll usually have them stand in the future and look backwards. Which is a lot of fun. So when Martha and I were doing this when we were living in Amsterdam, I said, I'm going to write a book. I had no idea how to write a book, but I was going to write a book, and we're going to travel the United States. And she said, I'm going to get a PhD. Well, all those things, just by having a vision, 3 or 4 years down the road, started to take shape. And lastly, once you have that vision, I work with couples to create what I call partnership projects. Now, a partnership project is not, I have a great idea and then Martha does it all. That's not a partnership project.
Oh, I can imagine some people are thinking, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
That's a good idea. I have a great idea and Martha, you do it all.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised. That happens, you know, one person.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all.
Okay, one person sits on the couch and the other person's doing it all. No,
exactly.
The idea, You create, Martha and I last year to celebrate our 40th anniversary, we created a partnership project, we still do this, and we did a 40-day vacation to Yellowstone National Park and the Glacier,
Glacier National Park.
Glacier National Park, thank you, and the Grand Tetons. This was a 40-day vacation that we took to celebrate 40 years. Now, and when we started planning our vacation, we started with a 2-week idea. And the more it grew, the more we got excited. And we just, together, invented this and we fulfilled on it. And so when I talk about being up to something and living vibrant, fulfilling lives, I'm not kidding. I am not just shooting for, hey, let's just get along. I am really shooting for people having a marriage that is
exciting.
Exciting. It's important. It's meaningful. It's intimate. It's, you know, I think one of the most intimate things you can do in a marriage is to share a vision together and then make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that gets me all excited. So I think that gives you it's not, I've got a lot more curriculum than that, but that summarizes a lot of the ideas that I brought to the whole world of coaching couples.
Now, how many of your clients are either retired or in a position to actually, you know, co-create something that the two of them might, it might need more focus if one of them is still, you know, working or in a position. And I know that a lot of the things that you probably work with them on may not even be related to career or anything like that. It might be smaller things, but it doesn't matter that the two of them are still working. It's things that they can obviously work on together.
That,
but I was
I've had couples who have committed to adopting a child. I've had a couple who wrote a book together. I've had couples in their partnership programs who've taken on home improvement projects.
Right.
It's whatever it is that they are finding that intersection of meaning, a shared meaning in their relationship. And the answer really is, I've worked with younger couples who are just starting out, who have taken on being able to, you know, create, maybe I had a couple that created their wedding as their partnership project, created their, the home they're going to move into, younger couples. And I've also worked with couples who have been in the throes of, you know, raising children and have needed to create a great vacation. So, so I do work with couples from at different stages. Right now, I seem to work with a little older couples at this point, couples whose kids are going off to college or leaving home.
They have more time,
and sometimes they got, you know, the time and resources to be able to do it. So,
yeah,
that's
plan. Exciting.
I really look forward to I look forward to all the people I coach with, but particularly couples. It's really fun.
Yeah, and typically, like, how many clients do you have, like, during any given month, or
I have, believe it or not, I have 10 to 12 clients. Part of it is I also balance my life with other things, so at this point in time, I don't have, you know, I'm 30 clients would just be way over the top for me.
So
10 to 12. And usually 5 to 6 couple clients at any one given time. So it's not like I'm not looking for a huge stable of clients. I want to pay attention to the people I work with.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. But it might be interesting for you someday to model this curriculum and maybe, you know, create some type of a program for other coaches to learn it.
Yeah, I've got that thought. I do have programs, as I said. I've led some couple retreats, and I've also done some work with graduate students, believe it or not, here in Boston at MIT. And I just asked to consider a program at another well-known college here in Boston. So that's fun stuff. You know, when I get to step out and do that, that's really great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I would be very open to people who are interested in doing this.
Yeah. I'm sure that there would be many, for sure. Yeah. Well, great. So this has been an awesome call. We've learned a lot. Thank you for all your insights. And can you tell people how they can find you, you know, online, or how they can contact you and
want
to copy your book?
Yes. First of all, I'm really thrilled that our book is coming out. The title of it, I know that we're creating, what's the current title? You said it was...
Yep, The Power of Coaching, Tips and Tools for Transformation.
I love it. I'm suspecting it might be out sometime in the fall.
If not sooner, yes.
If not sooner, good. So that's definitely one way to look for this book and buy it. And I'm excited to be part of a community of coaches in supporting this endeavor. You all have done a great job at the Nutmeg magazine, the Natural Nutmeg magazine, and that's just been a really privilege for me to be a part of it. People can get a hold of me specifically. I've got a website called www.thepartnershipmarriage.com. On my website, you can sign up for my newsletter. If you're interested, you'll see there's a little button. You can go to Amazon and buy the book that I have, The Partnership Marriage. You can email me at andy@thepartnershipmarriage.com, and I'd love to talk to you about the work that I do with couples and see how I could be of support to you or to anyone who's calling as I'm speaking to some sort of audience that might be listening. Okay.
Definitely. It's a great concept. I think that a lot of baby boomers might not even have, obviously not aware of that the option is even there, but have not even thought about, you know, as this kind of like next step or level that they can take their relationship to. And I think it's definitely, you know, definitely needed, and I think it's a really cool thing. So, you know, it's exciting and
And I appreciate that. And it's really great for me. I love the fact that I'm part of a project. You're right there in Avon. I grew up in Farmington, you should know, and I went to Farmington High School, and I also, my practice was in Hartford, Martha. I lived in Hartford for 25 years. So I feel very much like this is reconnecting me to the large community called Connecticut and in New England. I appreciate your inviting me to be part of this book project.
Yeah, well, we definitely are happy to have you. And as you said, people can get in touch with you by going to your website, thepartnershipmarriage.com, and check out your book and this new book when it is out in a few months or so. And I just want to thank you again for your time and all this great information on the call. And we will talk to you soon.
It was a pleasure, Diane. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.